Welcome to Sports Girls Podcast, brought to you by sportstalk.ie. Check out gemevents.ie, candy carts, chocolate fountains, selfie mirrors. We got all your party needs covered at gemevents.ie. healthandfitnessireland.net. We put you back in control of your health, fitness, nutritional and well-being needs through education, advice and motivation. Check out healthandfitnessireland.net. Looking to dance the night away? Check out thelols.ie, the perfect sound for your next wedding, party or function. Great set lists, lively and sure crowd pleasers, thelols.ie. Hello and welcome to the winter series of Sports Girls Podcast. I'm Denise O'Flaherty and I'd like to thank Diane O'Hora for keeping my seat warm for me while I was away. In our podcast, we'll be interviewing some of the top stars in ladies Gaelic football and camogie, and also chatting with some of the top experts from both codes. On tonight's show, we have Offaly camogie PRO and player Anne-Marie Guinan, and Clare dual star Carol O'Leary. Carol was one of our coaches this year at the Four Codes summer camp down in Ennis. We had a great week down there in your native county, Carol. Very impressed with the talent, especially from the younger players. There's better coaching in schools and with summer camps like ours as well. Do you think the standard has gone up with the coaching that youngsters are getting?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we had a great week down in Father McNamara Park in Ennis, and definitely, I suppose, from going around to camps around the county, you can see the younger the players are getting, it's nearly better they're getting. You know, they've got so much more technical skills from such a younger age. And I suppose from the school's coaching, they've got really good kind of fundamental movement skills, and they seem to be that kind of step ahead already. So it's great, and I suppose it's great to just get them out and keep them interested. And, you know, if you hook them from a young age, it's great. So definitely it was brilliant to have the camp in Clare and to get so many young players out as well.
And a lot of dual stars, especially girls, you know, so many of them were telling me that they're playing both Gaelic football and camogie.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I suppose, you know, you never want any child to specialise at too young an age anyway. It's always good for them. They'll pick up skills from every sport that they play or that they're kind of introduced to. So, yeah, it's great. And I suppose around kind of mid-Clare, the kind of Ennis area, there'd be a lot of dual clubs. And, you know, no matter what level, you know, the kind of second sport is taken at, it's always good to have another one. And, you know, even if it's just a bit of a break away from what could be a bit more serious. I know in my own club the football is kind of secondary, but it's a good laugh as well. And, you know, it's a good enjoyable sport, whereas the camogie will be taken a lot more seriously.
Right, well, before we get on to our chat about the upcoming camogie all-stars, I want to just get your opinion, girls, on the new initiative 2020. It hopes to increase media coverage, attendances, participation in female sport and physical activity by 20% by the end of 2020. So hence the name. Carol, what do you think of it?
Yeah, look, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I suppose it's great to see so many kind of corporate kind of companies getting involved with it and backing it, and so many different female sporting organisations getting involved as well. You know, you can see yourself that the ladies football are putting in a huge effort to kind of expose their sport and get their players seen and in the spotlight. And, you know, it is doing a lot for the game. And, no, it is. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I think the involvement of players as well is going to only do good things. And, yeah, I suppose really it's just to see it on the ground now and to see how it'll actually be rolled out.
Yeah, because it's all well and good when you see it written there and, you know, the promotion campaigns. But it's, as you said, it's all about getting it out there, getting players noticed. You know, you have the top players. But I suppose, you know, for counties like yourself and Clare and Longford, Offaly, where myself and Army are from, it's about getting players from those counties out in the spotlight as well.
Exactly. Like, you know, and like there's players in Clare who are every bit as good as, you know, players who are playing with probably the more successful, more exposed teams. And it's just to get those out. And, you know, we hear great stories and of, you know, dedication or personal stories of girls. And like you said, there's girls in every county who have those. They're just not in the spotlight. And there's girls in every county who are training just as much as the ones who get to play in Crow Park. And, you know, it's probably harder for them because they're not getting the rewards and they're not getting, you know, this, you know, whatever goes yeah. with getting to play in Crow Park and all of that. And, you know, it is probably a lot harder for those girls to stick with it and to stay involved.
Exactly. Anne-Marie, what do you think of it yourself?
Yeah, look, I suppose I'm really excited about it, and I think it is a great initiative, but I don't know whether it could come to fruition, especially at local level. I don't know. Traditional media, I find it's just so hard to get journalists or local radio or whatever to go to games, to watch games. I know a lot of the counties, especially in Camogie, rely on Darrow Cahir's weekly roundup, yeah. and of course, he only can get a snippet of every game because he has a max of 500 words, so he can only put maybe 100 words per game or less. And even at that, if a county, for example, Offaly, if we, I can't live tweet because I'm playing, but if he can't get any info for that, he just has to put a one line, say, oh, Offaly best Tipperary or whoever, and that's it. And you can't get your coverage from that. So I'm a little bit skeptical about how it's going to work at local level. I think at a national level, yes, it will definitely work. But I think for especially working Camogie, I think maybe the Camogie Association could link in with PROs and we could maybe organise some sort of how we as Camogie people go about promoting for 2024. I'm a little bit sceptical on the media side of things, how they are going to approach it, because if local media weren't invited to that or aren't aware of it, how are they going to change their mindset to promote women more?
That is a good point, because I work in local media in Longford and we try to cover as many games, but I find that especially we don't really have Camogie in Longford with the ladies football, a lot of the games clash with the men's, especially the National League games, and obviously the men's game takes precedence. So I think, you know, the fixture clashes, something like that has to be sorted out, because we'd love to give the ladies coverage and any games that I'm available to go to, I will go. But as you said, it's all well and done good having the national media out there, but you want the local media for your county to grow the participation levels in your county, so you need to have the local media on side.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously the men is going to get precedent or preference. It always is. There's more money involved for sponsorship, everything. And journalists are going to want to go see the men rather than the women. Even, for example, last year, the perfect scenario was that the Offaly Hurlers were playing Baltimore during, I think it was March, and the Offaly Camogie team were playing in Banagher at the same time, same county. So you can't split yourself in two and yeah. be in two places. So it's I completely agree that we have to keep an eye on fixtures. I just don't think we're going to force this interest on journalists. I think ourselves as Camogie people, if we want 2020 to work, we have to force it ourselves rather than looking at someone else to do it for us.
That's very true. So we go on to the hot topic, and the Liberty Insurance Camogie All-Stars, they take place on Saturday night in City West. Girls, are you going to it? Do you have your glad rags ready?
I'm not going anyway. I usually go, but I'm not going this year. I'm taking a year out.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to either now with no care interest. It's hard to go up and motivate yourself, but you know, I'm sure it'll be a brilliant night like it always is. It's great to get to meet so many other girls from other counties that you'd only really be playing against and things like that. But no, I'm sure it'll be a super night.
Exactly. So we'll start with the selections. And goalkeeper, you have Emma Kavanagh from Kilkenny, Aoife Murray from Cork, and Sarah Healy from Galway. So, Carol first, who do you think will get the goalkeeper slot?
I think Aoife Murray will get it, you know, based on captain in Cork to All-Ireland. And, you know, she's her puck out, so obviously super, and she can really pinpoint them. I do think, though, Sarah Healy has put in a huge performance for Galway. I think that she's made such a difference since she's come in And, you know, she's still so young and everything. And the distance she gets on her puck outs and her saves as well are brilliant. And she's really quick off the line. You know, I do think that she is super. And if she doesn't get it this year, I'm sure it'll come in the next few years. But, yeah, I think Aoife probably will pip her to the post in this one.
Anne-Marie, are you going with Carol?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with Carol. I think Aoife Murray has that spot. You know, that's going to be her award. I think her name is written all over it. I think I'm not sure if she has close competition this year, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I think last year with Faye McCarthy scoring so much, I thought that would have moved the goalkeeper to Dublin. But no, I completely agree that Aoife Murray is probably is the best goalkeeper that was there this year. I think last year she only let in one goal from play, so I actually don't know the stat, but she's just ridiculously good between the posts.
Right, so your full-back line, and we'll do it by county. From Cork, we have Laura Tracy and Pamela Mackey. Kilkenny, Grace Walsh, Catherine Foley, Edwina Keane and Colette Dormer. Then you have Tipperary's Mary Ryan and Galway's Seán Healy and Sarah Dervin. Carol, who do you think will be the three?
I suppose I'd probably see Pamela Mackey getting one, and the same with Colette Dormer, and I'd probably put Sarah Dervin in fullback. You know, again, it's obviously hard when they put four Kilkenny players into the same category. It's a funny one, but I suppose like Sarah Dervin is a rock at defence. Pamela Mackey, you know, she's so versatile. She can go up the field and she can man mark, and you know, I think she is just such a sticky defender, and I think Colette Dormer has super hurling. You know, she's had a super year. And you know, I that's what I'd go with anyway.
Yeah, Anne-Marie, we had this conversation a while back about the Kilkenny players all in there for the positions. Who do you think will get the three spots?
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck a couple of positions where I'm not 100% sure where my one person will go. But in my full back line, I would have Pamela Mackey. I just think she is a sticky back, like ridiculously hard to mark. I think she's definitely this year. I really think Sarah Devan has been very good this year at full back. In comparison to other years, I really think she stood out this year, in particular the semi-final and quarter-finals. She's immensely hard to mark. If you actually watch Galway, they always struggle at full forward, and they usually have to switch players off her. So I definitely think she deserves that spot for my pick of the team. And then I'm really struggling to narrow down that cornerback position. I just think Grace Walsh and Colette Dormer have been fantastic this year. I couldn't fault them at all in the All-Ireland final, and I really watched them, in particular when I was playing cornerback this year. I just paid more attention to their positions. I thought they were both fantastic. I can't narrow it down, but I'm going to have to, obviously, because it's only one position. But I just think the two of them were equally as good. So if it comes down to it, I probably would pick Colette, but I'm equally as good as her.
Right, our half-back line, we have Karen Kennedy from Tipperary, Hannah Looney, Chloe Sigerson from Cork, Hannah Hegarty from Dublin, Kilkenny, we have Claire Phelan, and Dalton, Davina Tobin. From Offaly, we have Roisin Egan and Anya Ling from Waterford. Carol?
Yeah, again, like, you know, there's the kind of half-back line, there's a lot of super players there. I think, you know, Hannah Hegarty really did stand out for Dublin, and the same with, you know, Anya Ling, a centre-back for Waterford, really, you know, dominated this year. But I suppose, I'd give centre-back to Anne Dalton anyway. I think that she's, you know, phenomenal in everything that she does. And I think she's had another super year. And her nomination for Player of the Year kind of shows that as well. The same then, I suppose, one wing-back, Chloe Sigerson, who's also been nominated for Player of the Year. I suppose her long-range striking and her free-taking and everything, you know, she brought a lot to Cork this year. And I'd give the other wing-back then to Davina Tobin from Kilkenny.
Yourself, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, I agree with Carol. And always been fantastic for Kilkenny. She's as solid as a rock. I'd probably would put her at the centre back position. And then, like Carol said, I'd definitely include Chloe Sigerson as well, because I just think she was fantastic. And I think, especially the way Cork played this year, they looked more at scoring points from distance rather than actually working goals, that they worked on firing over as many points as possible in a game. And it was an extra ball bodies, Bell, that he could actually go and call on a wing back to just pop up with these points. So I just think she was fantastic in that position. In the last position, I'm debating a little bit. I think Hannah Hegarty was really good for Dublin, and she is a phenomenal player. Of course, close to my heart, Roisin Egan was very good for Offaly as well this year, and she is a phenomenal player. She won player of the match in the county final for her club as well. And as well, Bobby Ling was fantastic for Waterford. And we do always tend to see some of the quarter-finalist teams getting an all-star. It seems to be the teams who reach the knockout stages will receive an all-star. Anna Looney was very good in the All-Ireland final and the semi-final. I know we would be more familiar seeing her as a forward, but she adapted to that wing-back role very well, and I'd probably give her the last position, the half-back line.
Right, midfield, we have Niamh Kilkenny from Galway. From Cork, you have Gemma O'Connor, Julia White and Libby Coppinger, Megan Farrell from Kilkenny and Lorraine Bray from Waterford. Carol?
Yeah, I suppose the kind of midfield one is funny because really Gemma O'Connor and Libby didn't really play there for Cork. But I suppose like Gemma O'Connor would have to get an all-star anyway, in my opinion. I think that she, again, is just, you know, really she's the backbone of the Cork team, and, you know, she's so commanding in her delivery of the ball, and, you know, like really nobody should bring the ball into a tackle with her anyway, because, you know, she seems to come out on top all the time. So Gemma O'Connor would be my first one. My second one would probably be Megan Farrell. You know, it's just constant work rate. She never seems to stop. She's had a super kind of last two or three years with Kilkenny. But I suppose Lorraine Bray from Waterford really, you know, has had a really good year this year as well. She's kind of, you know, maybe this, I don't know if this is her debut year, but she's kind of just come on the radar anyway. And she is definitely another one for the future as well, I think. But Gemma and Megan will be mine too.
Who do you think, Amory, will get those positions?
Yeah, I don't know, the back line and the midfielders, I just think they're really, really hard to pick. I don't know about Carrick, but I just find there's so many good that deserve the All-Star nomination and probably deserve the position as well. But of course, there can only be two people. I agree, like Libby Coppinger and Jim O'Connor were really good for Cork in the defence, which makes them to win, I think, the midfield All-Star. And I'm a big fan of also Kilkenny's Megan Farrell. I just think she's such a dogged player. She always comes out on top. She brought Kilkenny back into the All-Ireland, I think. And I'm also a big fan of Kilkenny in Galway. I think midfield position is very hard to play, and she is just such a natural midfielder. But like Carol, I completely agree. Gemma O'Connor will have to win the All-Star. You know, there's some people you can definitely guess. He would probably, again, go with Cork and say Libby will probably get the second one. I know she wasn't in the midfield position, so I would be a bit weary that we are nominating two defenders as for the midfield, but they didn't actually play in midfield, so they might cause an upset when the team has actually announced that two midfielders might actually win the midfield awards. But Libby in general would be my two in the middle.
Yeah, that's very true, Amory. So our half forward line, Orla Cotter, Orla Cronin and Amy O'Connor from Cork. From Kilkenny, you have Katie Power, Denise Gall and Anna Farrell, Orla O'Dwyer from Tipperary, Siobhan Flannery from Offaly and Niamh Rockett from Waterford, Carol.
Yeah, I think I actually thought this group and this half-forward line had so many good players and so many like really dangerous forwards, and they all have like very good scoring ability as well. I thought it was a tough one, but I suppose I think Orla Cotter again, who's been nominated, you know, for probably her third, fourth time getting nominated for Player of the Year, I know she'd missed a lot of the year. She got married during the summer, but I do think that, you know, after getting Player of the Match in the All-Ireland final, she will come out with an All-Star at wing forward. I think Katie Power, I think she's a very good final, and she's, you know, she's so consistent. She's always so dangerous, and will take centre forward. And then the other wing, I think it's a tough one because, you know, really all of them are really good contenders. But I suppose I'd be looking at it in that Waterford, Mia Brockett really, really did, you know, a huge amount for them. She did so much work, and like she really stood up this year. But I suppose it would be between herself or Amy O'Connor, I think, as well, as another one who, you know, has so much ability in just winning her own puck out and taking on the player and getting a score. But I suppose I'll give it to Nia Brockett for the underdog in this one.
Yeah, it was great to see Waterford making the breakthrough this year. Anne-Marie, who are you going for in that half-forward line?
Yeah, I think, again, very difficult line to pick. The two people I would nail down would be Orla Kosher and Katie Power. Again, like Harold said, they've been phenomenal this year. Especially when Orla scored that point as well. You know, you're going to give it to that person who basically won the All-Ireland. Again, Katie Power has been phenomenal. She is just a powerhouse for Kilkenny. You can always rely on her. And then that last position, again, is very hard to pick. I just think, in particular, Denise Gall has been fantastic this year. She's really back to her best. She played a very, very good final. But so did Amy O'Connor, and I think she's been really good the last couple of years. Like, she's not a player that Camogie turned to as an ambassador or anything, but she's just a quiet player who does her business and does very well. So I think for that last spot, I think Amy O'Connor will get it on the basis that Cork are All-Ireland champions. They're going to come out with the most All-Stars, but I think Amy deserves that position as well.
Right, so our last spot, we have the full forward line. Orla Began and Siobhan Keogh from Dublin. We have Carrie Dolan from Galway. Coach Devan, Shelley Farrell and Michelle Quilty, all from Kilkenny. Katrina Mackey from Cork. From Waterford, Beth Carton and Grace O'Brien from Tipperary. Carol?
Yeah, this one was a funny one, I suppose, because when you have so many who are probably not from the All-Ireland final,
yes,
you know, it is kind of like, oh, you'd hope that, you know, they're obviously in with probably a better chance here. I myself, Cá Tavan has to take full forward for me. I think she put on some absolutely unbelievable displays. She was, I know, top scorer for a lot of the championship, and so consistent through freeze and play, and just her skill level, I think, is unbelievable. You know, I played at her in colleges, and she's just a super attitude, and, you know, she's a real leader. So caught that full forward. I suppose the other one who really is another, like, I think Cott and Beth Carton were both really, if they'd gotten to another stage, either of them could be player of the year. They did so much individually for their teams. So I'll give Beth Carton forward as well. Again, like, you know, really everything goes through her in forwards with Waterford. And the other corner then is probably a tough one, because I do think it would be between Katrina Mackey or Shelley Farrell. Both of them, you know, did quite a lot for their teams, but I suppose I'll give it to Shelley Farrell.
Anne-Marie, what do you think of Carol's lineup, and are you going to go with the same?
Yeah, I agree with Carol that Cochivan and Beth Carson are just phenomenal players. I think Cot deserves her position. As Carol said, she's been brilliant on play falls and some play. Perhaps for the championship, she definitely deserves the award. As well, Beth Carson has been fantastic for Waterford. And even if you look back when Waterford won the All-Ireland final, I think she, at intermediate level, I think, or 17, and she came on and scored, I think, two or three goals in a handful of minutes. So she is someone to watch for the future. I think this year in particular, she does deserve the All-Star Award. Again, like Tara said, there are counties to choose from. So I do think she has a really good chance to win the award. And probably for my last position, I would pick Dublin's Orla Began. Orla is just so talented, like, just, when you watch, she's so clever. I really admire her as a player, and I love watching her play, and I thought she was brilliant against Galway. And even though Dublin were losing, I thought Orla was just fantastic, and she was one of the key players for Dublin that day. So I think that last corner forward spot will go to Orla Began.
We're going to go to the individual awards. There's always kind of a bit of a hot topic about these. Manager of the Year, Paddy Murray, up for it again from Cork. He won it last year. Shane Plowman from Dublin and Anne Downey from Kilkenny.
Yeah, I suppose it's hard to argue with Paddy Murray, really. And, you know, to come back and win it again this year. And, like, the scores and the performances that they put up all year were really, you know, they were so consistent all year long. They didn't seem to have any kind of speed bumps or anything along the way. It was all like the scores that they put up from start to finish in the championship were really superb. And I suppose when you look at the amount of players that he's brought through to senior level, like, you know, if you had taken Rena Buckley out of most inter-county teams, there would have been a huge hole after her. And, you know, it's so seamless in Cork that they have so many players. And even when Orla Cotter went away and all that, they have some panel built up now. And I suppose, yeah, with what he has in place there, I think Paddy.
Anne-Marie, are you going for Paddy as well?
Yeah, I know I keep saying I'm a fan of certain people, but I actually am a big fan of both Paddy Murray and Anne Downey. I just think the relationship they have and the tactics they bring, I think they bring out the best in each other. But I think Paddy is probably one of his best years this year. Just the fact that the Intermediates lost the All-Ireland Final to me, and then to bounce back and win the All-Ireland Final, especially at Intermediate level, and then to quickly turn around, change focus and go out and beat Kilkenny. Completely different game plan, completely different team. You know, I've seen the girls who were involved in the senior panel started on the Intermediate panel and then came and played the senior. There were substitutes from the senior panel, quickly changed in, they were out again. And that's obviously the mindset that Paddy has instilled in the girls. I think Paddy every year has a different game plan. I know in particular we played Cork in the last round of the championship and they annihilated us, but they had a game plan of playing four in the full forward line, something I never expected or anticipated, and we didn't know how to deal with it. Now, they didn't bring it out in the All-Ireland Final, but it just shows what Paddy can do, and he completely thinks out of the box. And I think he definitely will win the Manager of the Year award, and I think he's fully deserving of it.
Right, so the individual player awards for Junior Player of the Year, Deirdre Johnston from Dublin, Patrice Dickens from Kerry, and Cara Dawson from Dublin.
I absolutely hope that Patrice Dickens from Kerry wins it. I went to college with Patrice in UL. I played her for a year, and she's a phenomenal player. And I suppose her rise of Camogie has kind of been seen through the colleges. You know, she's an absolutely superb athlete, and she's done a huge amount for Kerry Camogie and with her club as well. I know they got to the All-Ireland last year, and I think that she's fully deserving. I think she's an absolutely brilliant athlete, and yeah, I'd love to see her win it.
Yeah, I as well have a soft spot for Patrice Dickens. I just think she's phenomenal. I've seen her play when Kerry played Offaly this year in the Junior Championship in Offaly, and she was just fantastic. She was the one player to but as well, I know it's not considered, but I just think Patrice is fantastic, as in she plays midfield for UL. So she comes from a bottom tier of county, but still is able to perform on the highest stage in college. I think it might go towards Dublin though, because of the win in the All-Ireland, but because it's the player's pick of the award, I'm not 100% sure who it will go to, but I would love for Patrice to win the award.
So Intermediate, Saoirse McCarthy from Cork, Niamh Mallon from Down, and Amy Lee from Cork. Carol, your choice?
Yeah, again, I think Niamh Mallon is just, you know, has such amazing skill, and, you know, I think really for Down Camogie, she has been kind of their shining light kind of all year. You know, she was brilliant, I know, in the Ulster final, and you know, she's just so consistent. And, you know, I know that they didn't win the final, but again, she is just so consistent all year. And, you know, I suppose, like Anne-Marie said, if it is down to a player's vote, you know, really every team when they're playing down, like, she's the one that is going to be kind of picked out, and she's the one that's going to have to be man-marked and everything. So I do think she'll come away with it.
Vice-Chair, myself and Carol had a quick chat beforehand. I completely agree with Niamh Mannan. I think she is phenomenal. Like, she is class. That left side, she could put the ball over from anywhere. And she was such a joy to watch in the All-Ireland final. Now, I know they lost, and unfortunately that red card put down some of the points she threw up. She is just phenomenal. I think she's fantastic. She's so natural. Just so natural. Just throws the ball up and it goes over the bar. I'd love her to see that. I'd love for her to win the award as well. A very strong contender, and that is Amy Lee from Cork. I think she's very, also a very, very good player, and it might go on her way either. But I would love to see Niamh Mannan get that award.
So, senior player, we have Chloe Sigerson from Cork, Anne Dalton, she was up it last year as well, from Kilkenny, and Orla Cotter from Cork.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I know Orla came out with player of the year, or player of the final and everything, but I suppose if it goes over the year, I think Anne Dalton, I don't think I could argue with anyone else, for anyone else with it. Anne Dalton is just, you know, so consistent, and really you could play her anywhere, and you see her going into different roles around the field depending on the match and how it's going. And I just think, I do think that really she deserves it, and she deserves it the most. I think she will get the player's vote as well.
So, Anne-Marie, seeing that you kind of chatted beforehand, who do you think will get the senior player?
I disagree on this.
Oh.
No, not. I don't mean I disagree. I do think Anne Dalton deserves it, but I would love to see Chloe Sig. Based on the year that she's had, I think she was very good. She won player of the match in the semi-final. I just think she was class. And she won player of the match in the game against Tipperary. I thought she was phenomenal. So I'd love to see her win the award.
Right. Just looking at the players and looking at last year's All-Stars as well, one player that didn't make the All-Stars this year and was up for player of the year last year was Aisling Thompson. Are you surprised with the year that she had this year, girls? You know, she's one of those players that on her day, it can just absolutely be phenomenal. And yet this year, you know, she wasn't the player that she can be.
Yeah, I think I was surprised that she wasn't nominated now, to be honest, especially when they had three nominated in midfield and she didn't make, you know, the three. But I suppose I don't think the final really went for her. You know, you could see she was putting in a huge effort, but nothing was kind of going her way. It just wasn't working out for her. I suppose, look, you know, Cork were really consistent all over the field. I think that they're different from, like, kind of the I don't want to say weaker counties, but that's, I suppose, what we'd have to say is that weaker counties, in that it's not one or two players that is, oh, if you mark them, it will be fine. It's every one of their players is kind of nearly at the same level and brings the same to the game. So I suppose, I suppose she just lost out in terms of, you know, Libby, like, stood up, and so did Gemma O'Connor and whoever else around. And, I was surprised that she probably wasn't nominated, but I don't think that you could kind of swap her in for any of the girls who were.
Yeah, I do think she had a poor final performance in comparison to what we're used to seeing her do, which is run at defence. I don't know. Like, of course, she can have a bad day, and I just find this year she just had a bad day. Because she was very good in the semi-final against Tipperary, and maybe that just knocked her out. And as Carol said, that Cork team is fantastic. They could nearly all be nominated for All-Stars. Of course, she has won, so maybe it's just opening the door for other girls who haven't won one, or maybe haven't won as many as she has. So I don't think, like, I'm only guessing, I don't think Aisling will mind as such, because she has this award already, but I think that Cork team is as good to win All-Stars in all positions. But, I just, maybe that All-Ireland final performance just knocked her out.
Right, we've 36 nominees for the Soaring Stars Awards, including Westmead's Pamela Greville, and she was one of our coaches this year in the Four Colts Summer Camp. I think it's a great idea. And, you know, Carol, you know, you play in both. It's something that maybe ladies football could do, because I know from talking to a lot of managers and players, they always talk about the fairness of the All-Stars, because, you know, the cream rises to the top, and the majority of players are the ones that are playing at such a high level and are the top players. And it's quite unfair to a junior player who has been brilliant all year for their county, but because they don't reach maybe the latter stages of a championship, or they're not a senior player, they won't make an All-Star selection. So something like this being brought in maybe to ladies football?
Definitely. I think, you know, really, they can only nominate what's in front of them, what they can see like. And, you know, they're not able to obviously see every junior and an intermediate football game. And I think, you know, there's players who are playing with clubs or with teams who aren't making the knockout stages. Like, I know in Clare, like the likes of Niamh O'Dea has had absolutely phenomenal games for Clare this year, and you know she's such a special talent. And then, you know, it's obviously not fair to be putting, like, you know, we lost in the quarter final this year, so to be comparing, like, we had no televised games or anything like that, in comparing it to girls whose matches, you know, had three or four games on television, and, you know, we're seen by big crowds and all that kind of thing. But definitely, I do think the Soaring Stars really, like, open it up, and, you know, it's just a level playing field then, because, you know, again, those girls are putting in the same amount of hours, and, you know, the same work goes into it, and, you know, they should get the same rewards. And I definitely think it's something that the ladies football should look at. And, you know, while it is nice, then you will see, you know, really, whoever gets the intermediate final will get nominations for the football All-Stars. But to open the door and to encourage football in the other counties, definitely, I think it will be a step forward.
Yeah, because in the hurling, they also have teams of the year from the Laurie Marr and the Nicky Rackard. And I know myself from lads that were picked for the Laurie Marr a couple of years ago from Longford. For them, you know, it was the ultimate. You know, they got their All-Star. And Armory, you know, a bit like Clare, Longford and Offaly, we have players in the county who are phenomenal players, but because they won't get the recognition, or, you know, they're on the television, they won't get the television appearances or much publicity, that, you know, they're forgotten about. So something like the Soaring Stars, or even what they do in the hurling, have different grades for the ladies' football. It would be a great idea.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it would be a really good idea. I know one thing I love about ladies' football is they have the awards for the teams of the league, which is, you know, it's probably the most open chance to win an award for any player, because the league is the time for testing or trying new things or trying new girls who break into panels. So I really admire that path that the ladies football have taken, because you could be a new player into a panel, really certain of your place, then all of a sudden you get a place, you're playing fantastic, and then you win an award, but then 3 months' time you might not be playing championship. So it gives you a personal award for your effort for half of the year, so I think it's a good idea in ladies football. But I love the Soaring Star Awards, because like Carol said, the girls are given the same amount of time and effort probably as any senior team. It deserves the recognition. Just for example, I know Shannon Toohey is nominated in the goalkeeper position in Offaly, but there was no televised games. Offaly reached the quarterfinals, and you know, no one would have really seen any of the Offaly games, or probably any of the junior games, unless you're from that county. And I just think it's fantastic that she is getting the recognition that she deserves, because she's a fantastic player. So I really love the Soaring Stars and awards. I think they're really good, and it definitely recognises the work that the players at every level put in.
When we're on the topic of Camogie, I was just having a look at, and you know, the way certain tweets come up with the Camogie Association, they're promoting health and well-being, and they've seminars over the country. Like, it's not just in one area, it's in various venues. I just think it's a fantastic incentive, especially for girls, you know, because I know that, you know, in the men's game, they've an awful lot with, you know, health and well-being and that. But to see the Camogie Association now doing it with their game, it's a fantastic idea, Carol.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I suppose they're kind of doing a body-wise one, looking at kind of healthy eating and healthy kind of body habits and things, which is, you know, it's such a real key issue in ladies' games and young girls really in general. You know, I think that's brilliant. And then the same with the Samaritans kind of talks. I know there was one in Ennis last night with the Camogie Association. Yeah. And, you know, it's just brilliant. Like, you know, any time that you're kind of opening the door for people to be talking about these things, you know, it's always good. It's always a good move and it's always a step forward. And, you know, it really encourages people to see that, you know, it's not just the 60 minutes that's on a Sunday afternoon. Like, Camogie is a community, and the same with, you know, ladies football and the whole GAA kind of circle is, you know, there's so much more to it. And, you know, really, you have such a big audience. It's great to see them using it for such beneficial purposes and to kind of spread a bit of a positive message. So, definitely, I think it's a great initiative, and you know, the more that we can see of this, the better.
Amory, what do you think of it?
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant initiative. I think, in particular, the world that we're growing up in the minute, you have to be skinny and you have to be muscly, but you don't have to be all those things, and that's the important thing that Camogie are trying to enforce. That look, you can play sports, but you don't have to be massively muscly, or you don't have to be tiny to be running all the time playing Camogie. That's really important, and I think that's an issue that's going to affect every player. And even I know when we started our gym program, one of the first things that the gym instructor said to us was, "Look, I need to address. You don't have to be huge. You don't need to be afraid to lift weights to become a big, massive player, because not what happens." He said that, I don't know, the genetics of women and men are completely different, and men will get much bigger than women. But it's sad that that's what has to be addressed in this world, that this is what the effect of social media has. And I think it's, you know, a huge boot of us to Camogie for trying to knock down the barriers that social media has created, and the mental awareness that girls have now of what they look like. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant initiative. I hope long may it continue, and I hope it does continue. And hopefully, if we could get them working almost in every county, it would be brilliant. Really good move, especially in the social media world that we live in.
That's exactly it. It's getting it into every county now. And just thinking, with November coming up, October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, you know, we all know people who have been touched by that awful disease. So if people can give, or if there's been fundraisers and different things around, and you see boxes in various stores and that. So just give a few cents, because every little helps. Listen, girls, thank you so much. I'll be looking now at the Camogie All-Stars and looking at the choices to see who was the real Mystic Meg this week, and if your choices were right. Listen, thank you so much to Amory Guinan and, of course, our guest, Carol O'Leary from Clare, for joining us tonight on Sports Girls Podcast. The aim of our podcast is to help promote women's sports and women in sport, and in particular our native games, Gaelic football and Camogie. You can follow sportstalk.ie on Instagram and on Twitter. So until next week, slán go fóill.
Check out gemevents.ie, candy carts, chocolate fountains, selfie mirrors. We got all your party needs covered at gemevents.ie. healthandfitnessireland.net. We put you back in control of your health, fitness, nutritional and well-being needs through education, advice and motivation. Check out healthandfitnessireland.net. Looking to dance the night away? Check out thelols.ie, the perfect sound for your next wedding, party or function. Great set lists, lively and sure crowd pleasers. thelols.ie.